Welcome to the Nerdcast podcast. This is Jay. And a couple weeks ago, Matt and I recorded a little bit about all the turmoil going on with the Batman. At the time, Matt Reeves was in and then out as director. And we just wanted to talk about what was going on with it. It was supposed to be a quick 30-minute podcast turned into an hour where we talked about everything going on in comic book movies. After we finished recording it, the next day, Warner Brothers announced Matt Reeves was going to direct the movie. So at the time, we didn't think he was going to. So it's changed a little bit since then. Here's the music. So, the Batman, It seems like it's destined to fail.
Well, this iteration, possibly.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. I think what would be funny is if we saw the death of the Batman, like they had that one documentary about why the Nick Cage and Tim Burton Superman never went through.
Yeah.
We'll have a documentary for this one. That would give us a good insight to everything that happened.
Yeah. I think the only thing that's worse for it right now is if they brought Joel Schumacher in to do it.
Oh, God. Please, no. Does he make movies anymore, honestly? Like, what's the last Joel Schumacher movie you can name?
I think he did one of the Harry Potters.
No, he did not.
I think he did.
Did not let him near a children's movie, please. Tell me that.
Well, how else would you explain those Batman movies?
I don't know. That's just... No, this is wrong. Wrong on so many levels.
All right, filmography... He actually did 2 episodes of House of Cards.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, I'm way behind on that show, by the way. I think I watched through 2 seasons, and what season are they on now? 4?
I have no clue. I've never watched any of it.
It's really good. It's really, really good. I just fell behind on it and haven't caught up on it.
Yeah. Let's see. He's done Trespass. I don't know what that is.
Never heard of it.
I guess the last big one, the number 23, I think that was Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He did that, Phantom of the Opera, Phone Booth.
Which Phone Booth is actually one of those movies that's not horribly bad.
Yeah, I wasn't considering it was all shot in one spot the whole time, yeah. He did Tigerland, which was decent.
I never saw that one.
8mm.
Oh, he directed 8mm?
He did.
That's crazy to me. That movie is sick, by the way, but whatever.
Yeah, The Client.
Mm-hmm. The Client's a good movie.
Falling Down.
Yeah, The Client? That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is. Falling Down, awesome movie.
Yeah.
Flatliners.
How does he have a good filmography like that but made that shit?
I don't know. The Lost Boys, St. Elmo's Fire.
Lost Boys is a great movie. That's going to get a remake, I think. That's a movie that I could see that I'd be okay with. Some 80s movies, you know, are protected and they should never be remade. That one, I'm okay with them remaking that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against it. All right. So,
but anyway, we got off topic right quick, didn't we?
Yeah, that took no time.
It happens.
All right, so let's run down the timeline.
On the Batman, okay. Yeah.
So, well, we'll start with Ben Affleck in Batman v Superman. I mean, that was the highlight of the movie.
Yeah. Best part of the movie, obviously.
Yeah.
And I like the fact, what sold me the most on him wasn't the scene. I mean, obviously the coolest scene in the movie was the warehouse scene where you get to see him doing his action scene.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, what sold me on Affleck as Batman was really him as Bruce Wayne when
the party.
Well, no, not so much that part, but the part where he and Alfred get into it with one another.
Yeah.
In regards to his line delivery on saying, like, if there's even 1% chance or whatever, 1% chance of him doing something like that. That line delivery sold me on it more than anything, to be honest with you.
Well, really, I can't even find a bad spot with him in it other than the fight and Martha.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you look at the stuff from the beginning with him rushing to try to save the people in his building. I mean, that sums up Bruce Wayne right there.
And who gets the writing credit for Batman v Superman? I don't think Snyder gets a writing credit for that, correct?
Let me pull it up and see.
I'm pulling it up now, too. Because the whole Martha thing, yeah, everyone can laugh at it and it sucked. Yeah, that was weird. I don't know why they went with that. But, you know, that's not Affleck's fault. That's not Cavill's fault. I don't think you could really pin it on Snyder so much because he wasn't the writer. So, okay, Chris Terrio and David S. Goyer are the main two writers on IMDb, right? Yeah. I'm pulling up to see who else. There's four credits.
Well, it's also the guys for creation of Batman and Superman.
Gotcha. And they uncredited Paul Dini and Bruce Timm for other characters. So.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to place that solely on Snyder when he didn't write that, you know?
Right.
Now, I mean, as director, I guess he has final call on, you know, what lines get cut out and whatnot. But, you know, he's directing what was given to him. And someone must have thought that was a good idea to write it. But
yeah, and I don't know. I go both ways on it, too. I mean, he's in charge of directing the actors, and maybe if he would have had them do something a little different, it might not have been so bad.
Yeah.
But just the way the whole scene played out.
Yeah. But don't you... It just feels... I'm getting fatigue of the Batman v Superman debate. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it... You know...
Yeah.
Everyone has their own individual opinion about it, and it's there. It's in the lexicon. It's in the DCEU. It exists. Nothing, you can't take it away, right? So, where do you go from there? Obviously, where you go from there, you take the best of it, and you want to build off the best of it.
Right.
Which was the Batman, right?
Yeah.
So, and I guess the timeline really is, okay, you have him in that, and I guess the next part of your timeline, where you're going to go to where they announce him, at Affleck as the director?
Yeah, writer, producer, director, star.
Okay. And you know where they did that at, right?
Was that San Diego?
Yeah, it was at Comic-Con. They had the brain trust of the DCEU come out, where they had the directors for all the films come out and kind of say, hey, these are the brain trusts of who are going to take the DCEU going forward. And Affleck was the last guy to come out when they announced the Batman, right?
Right.
And I guess you had Snyder was there for Justice League. You had James Wan there for Aquaman.
Yeah.
You have Patty Jenkins there for Wonder Woman. And here's the funny part. I couldn't tell you who the director was at that time for the Flash movie.
Yeah, because they've been through more directors than the Batman has.
That's my point. We can talk all the smack we want to about this whole Affleck debacle and the Batman debacle and whatnot. That's going to fail. I don't know if we're ever going to see a solo Flash movie, to be honest with you. I think they might just scrap it altogether.
And, you know, I wouldn't be against it because they've got the perfect Flash on TV.
Yeah. You know, it just feels like this iteration of DC, you know, basically DC Studios, this is going to go away really quick. Because Man of Steel was the kickoff to this whole thing. And say what you will, I am a huge Man of Steel fan.
It's an underrated movie.
I think it's really good. And that was a great way to kick things off. Because if you think of it like this, and here's something I didn't really think about. In regards to the whole, hey, Marvel's kicking DC's ass in regards to, you know, their movie universes. Iron Man comes out 2008, right?
Yeah.
Did you think of where DC was at that point?
They had the Batman movies out.
Correct. They had the Nolan movies going on. 2005 was Batman Begins, which, again, didn't make, you know, $1 billion or anything like that.
Right.
But a really great reintroduction to the Batman universe because we'd had a stall between Batman and Robin, right?
Right.
And Batman Begins. So Batman and Robin was, what, 1997-ish?
96, I think.
Okay, well, actually, here, I can pull it up here in a second. Batman and Robin was 1997. 97. So from 1997 until 2005, you had no major motion pictures for the Batman character.
Right.
Okay? So basically, you relaunch with Batman Begins, and I don't know, I guess I could pull up on Rotten Tomatoes. I would guess that was a critical and financial success. Maybe not as much as they were hoping, but, you know, you thought the comic book movie was kind of not dead because, I mean, you had X-Men come out when 2000, I think.
Yeah.
And then Blade was 1999. Those didn't make a shit ton of money back then, right?
Right, not like these later movies started doing.
Not like these movies. So, the fact that you get Batman Begins to kick things off for the DC universe, that's not a bad kickoff.
No, it's not.
And then, 2008, you've got The Dark Knight. Okay?
Right.
So you've got The Dark Knight versus Iron Man. I'm sorry, but The Dark Knight is a superior film to Iron Man.
Agreed.
It is, at least in my opinion. And I hold Iron Man in a very high regard. I think Iron Man is incredible. It was a great way to kick off the MCU, but I just hold Dark Knight in a high regard. So a point I heard today was, if you're DC back in 2008, and you're like, okay, well, Marvel's got their Iron Man character, which back in 2008, not many people would even know anything about Iron Man, the Tony Stark character.
Right.
They know a shitload about him now, because all the, you know, they're like, oh, crap, this is an awesome character, his movie's awesome. They kind of make him more prevalent in the comics, because, to be honest with you, in the comics, he was always prevalent in the Avengers, but his solo book wasn't all that much, right?
Right. Yeah, and it had been rebooted, and, mm-hmm. I mean, it was nothing I ever paid attention to.
Yeah. So, you got The Dark Knight, and you got Iron Man, so if you're DC, or Warner Brothers, you're like, I got... basically an Academy Award level movie, which I think it should have been at least nominated for Best Picture, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever should have won, but I just would have saw nothing wrong with that movie getting a nod for, you know, Best Picture, or, you know, it's best screenwriting, something, you know, to recognize that, hey, this was one of the best films that year.
Yeah.
And then you got Iron Man, it's like, if I'm Warner Brothers, I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
But you're already behind, you know, Marvel right then and there, because if you're not going to base your universe off the Nolanverse, then you're going to be behind, because then how long did he wait between The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises? I believe Dark Knight Rises was
2012.
Okay. So he takes off 4 years to write and produce that. In between then, I know he had probably, what, The Prestige came out or something like that?
I think so.
Okay, so they take a 4-year hiatus of their Batman character, and in the meantime, Marvel's over there going, okay, boom, Iron Man, boom, Captain America, boom, Thor, all within that 4-year period, I believe, correct?
Right.
Leading up to when Avengers gets released. When's Avengers get released? Same year, 2012, I believe?
Yeah, I think so.
So you're behind by 4 movies, but if you're Warner Brothers, you're okay with that because you've got Nolanverse.
Right.
So.
But then with Dark Knight Rises, he pretty much closes the Nolanverse.
Yeah, no, it's done at that point.
Yeah.
But that's my point, was everyone's like, oh, DC's so far behind. But they're really not, because they had something else that was completely different, and which was, I believe, worth it. It was worth it being behind Marvel, because those movies were very successful, critically, financially, everything you'd want from a Batman movie, with giving it a different spin.
Right. And just for the record, Inception was between Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
So there you go, and you also had that, and that's a Warner Brothers product.
Yeah.
So Warner Brothers was just fine with saying, hey, DC, don't worry about this. You know, we're not worried about being behind so far on Marvel. Well, now they turn around and they do Man of Steel, and they're way behind Marvel at this point.
Yeah.
So and now they're playing catch-up. Now think about it. So you've got Man of Steel, which is your Iron Man, and then you've got Batman v Superman, which would be or Thor or Captain America.
Yeah.
Which, Batman v Superman, if you were to compare it to Thor or Captain America, those two Marvel movies are far superior to Batman v Superman, in my opinion. Even the Captain America movie. I'm a big fan of the first one. I know you're not as much, but I enjoyed it.
No, I liked it a lot. I like the sequels better.
I do too. I mean, well, you have to. They're superior.
Yeah.
They're way better movies, but it just is what it is. And you have to think, though, but they also had their missteps with Thor 2 and Iron Man 2, not great, right?
No, yeah, it's not the best. Iron Man 3 wasn't that great either.
I'm tired of the, getting back to my original point, I'm tired of the Batman v Superman nonsense, because it's still so, they're still so young in their universe.
Right.
Now, what's concerning is the fact that you've built this universe, and well, I guess we have to include Suicide Squad in their DCEU, though financially successful. And though I like it for what it is, I enjoyed it, but it's not great.
No, it's one of your summer popcorn movies.
Yeah.
Mindless.
It's okay, it's one of those movies I like that I'm like, I can throw it on in the background and do some work.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not bad to have playing, you know. But, so I tag that into the whole, hey, they're still really early in it, and they had kind of two misfires, which I compare those to, okay, Suicide Squad and Batman v Superman are like Thor the Dark World and Iron Man 2. That's kind of what I look at it like.
Yeah, I'd say the difference, though, is Marvel had so many other hits in between those, it makes up for two bad movies.
And that's where DC's struggling right now. They have to have Wonder Woman and Justice League. They have to be successful movies. And I don't mean financially successful, because they're going to make money on those movies regardless.
Yeah.
But I mean just have good movies that get people excited about the DC product.
Right. So the other thing that happened at San Diego was they released the Justice League footage. And at the times there was talk that they were trying to make it lighter after what the critics said about Batman v Superman. So now, a couple weeks ago, Affleck comes out and says he's not going to direct. And then, who did they find for the new director?
Matt Reeves.
And apparently the deal with him's fallen through now too.
Well, and you skipped over, there's a small part in there where you have to remember the Ben Affleck was going to write it.
Right.
And he went, remember, there was this thing coming on where he goes, hey, I'm not going to, we're not going to do this movie unless the script is right.
Right.
The script's not right yet, so I'm not going to move forward with it if the script's not right. Well, the problem was, if it's not right or not ready, the issue with that is, well, hey, genius, you're the writer. You're the one that's writing this thing. So there's a story behind the story that we don't know the details of that I don't think we'll ever know in regards to what happened. Who's saying the script wasn't good enough? Who's not agreeing? Because I know he was co-writing with Geoff Johns.
Right.
And if you would him think, and Geoff Johns weren't on the same page, that's an issue.
Yeah. And you would think with those two writing together, it would just be this amazing script because...
You would hope so, yeah.
Affleck's written scripts before and Geoff Johns knows DC characters like nobody else.
Yeah. So I'm curious what the story was there. So then, okay, he goes on Jimmy Kimmel and he says, nope, I am directing the movie. But then, like, another day later, that's when, then he goes, I'm backing out. And why he's backing out, there could be multiple reasons. Which I've heard rumors that he's not a fan of Justice League, which I don't know if there's a finalized version. I don't know if Snyder's done editing and all the special effects are done. But I've heard a rumor that Affleck's not a fan of it, and he wants out. And
yeah,
he doesn't want to deal with all the things that come with being Batman.
Yeah, he's slowly backing away.
Anyway, it sounds like, also, that he thinks that whatever the script is going to be for the Batman, he's like, he can then now say, hey, I just acted in it. I didn't direct it or write this crap. Basically, what he's just trying to, it feels like he's trying to distance himself away from this as much as possible.
Yeah. And I really can't blame him at this point.
Yeah.
A lot of fans were tweeting Kevin Smith saying, hey, this is the perfect project for you. And he's like, I'm not touching this one because there's too much pressure.
There's way too much pressure. Way too much pressure, which... I just don't get it. I don't get how you can fumble this up. It's a beloved character, and all we want to see is something that's different.
Right.
Which I know... When we're seeing the Batman, there should be no reason to see the origin of the Batman. We don't need to see... I know you're a big guy against the whole... We don't need to see the death of his parents. We've seen that plenty of times now.
Right.
We just need to see a cool, different take on the character. Basically, we just want to see an update on technology as far as special effects go and what they can accomplish from that standpoint. And just give us something different. Give us a different story in regards to all his rogues gallery. He has such a deep bench of rogues. They could just make interesting stories out of that, which I was excited that they were going to do Deathstroke.
Yeah. And even though it didn't feel like a Batman villain, knowing the history of Deathstroke, but yeah, it was something different. And they could even go further than that. I mean, we've seen Deathstroke on Arrow. Why not go someone, I know they barely touched on Scarecrow in Batman Begins, but he's got some that wouldn't translate well to the screen, but he's got others that they barely even touched on.
Yeah.
Like, if we saw Scarface, I don't think anyone would buy into that.
No. Then you got Clayface, which I don't think you could really pull that off. That's a little bit too sci-fi-ish, I think.
Yeah.
You know, at least at this point. But the Riddler, seeing a really dark and demented Riddler, that would be cool.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think you'd do Man-Bat, nothing like that.
Yeah.
But seeing a Penguin, but not the creepy, really scary Danny DeVito with black juice coming out of his mouth, Penguin, I don't know what that was. Just, you could do basically a gangster film, because that's what Penguin really is. He's a gangster, and you could find a way to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and giving us different takes on those characters. So I don't know if it's going to happen. They're pushing it back to 2018. I've heard Flash is being pushed back to 2019, and it still doesn't have a director. I don't know. And I've heard they're going back to a straight-up rewrite, like a page one. All the scripts they've had to this point are null and void, no longer going forward with those. All we had to look forward to now is hoping Wonder Woman's cool, which I have faith it's going to be pretty cool to see. And Justice League, I'm hoping... I mean, it can't fail. Justice League's going to be cool because we've just never seen that. We've never seen all those characters on screen all at once.
Right.
So I have faith it's going to be kind of cool. We're going to enjoy... We're at least going to enjoy the formation of the Justice League. I think the first act will be, hey... We're all coming together. Second act will be, oh, here's the big bad guy. Third act, the team joins up and they go beat the bad guy. I think that's what we'll see. But we'll all really enjoy that first act of seeing the team get together. How Bruce Wayne goes and recruits all those guys.
Yeah. Which they've shown a little bit in the clip from Comic-Con.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. The Batman, there's too much drama there. Matt Reeves would have been a cool get, you know. I don't know what the whole story is behind that. Why... The quote being thrown around is, they'll get back to the negotiating table once cooler heads prevail. Who was fighting and arguing and what about?
Yeah.
I would love to know the details of that, and I don't know if we'll ever get them or not.
I hope there's a documentary down the line, like you said.
Because, well, are you taking the standpoint that we're not going to have a solo Batman movie at all?
No, I think it'll happen. I don't know how good it'll be, and I'm at the point where I'm thinking it's not going to be Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll happen eventually.
Well, and here's something I want to throw at you, and give me your opinion on this. That from what I've heard about Aquaman's solo film, James Wan's director, he's thrown around the term The Trench. And I don't know, did you read Aquaman on the New 52?
No, I didn't.
So Aquaman, The Trench, it's a cool first story arc. Okay, and I don't want to tell you much about it. I'd rather you just go read it. So I don't want to spoil it for you, because it's actually, when they relaunched the New 52, Aquaman was one of the better books.
Yeah.
Okay. So that leads me to believe that they're using the New 52 as their, what is the word I want to use here, Jay? Their template, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. So if they're going to do that, I'm down with that. I think that's cool. But the problem you have with using that as your template is that you needed Flash to come out before Aquaman. And you needed it, I guess it could have been your next movie after Justice League, because what you'd use the Flash for is, I think you'd do Flashpoint. Okay?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the Flashpoint iteration on the TV show, because I'm waiting for all that to come out on Netflix. I want to just bust through all of Green Arrow and Flash all at once. But that's what led you into New 52, was Flashpoint.
Right.
And so if they're going to use that as their template, you do Flash first, then you do Aquaman, and use the story from that, which was a great story. And then Cyborg, I don't know if that's still happening.
As far as I know, it still is.
I don't even know who the director is. I don't know if there's an approved script. I don't even know when there's a potential release date.
See, I think they have a release date, but I don't think they've announced anything else.
Okay.
It was one of those things where, like, we're announcing what year they're coming out and have the places reserved for them, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, they have the Green Lantern Corps coming out, too, at some time.
Which, that makes sense after you do your second Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Which, I think, they set up Darkseid, and if you're going to have Darkseid with his parademons, and I think we've talked about this before, I think you use the Green Lantern Corps... to come in and say, hey, here's my space police, here's what we're using. You have a parademon army, we've got a Green Lantern army.
Yeah.
That's how I think that will work out. But to focus more on the Batman, if you're going to use your New 52 as your template, somehow you need to introduce the Damian Wayne character, which I think people would be surprised by how awesome that might look on screen.
Yeah.
I don't know how big of a Damian fan you are.
I like
him. I discussed it with you maybe off the podcast about Damian Wayne's probably one of my favorite characters in comics right now.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge Damian Wayne fan. But the general public has no clue who that is.
Right.
And they also don't know, if you to our circle of friends, you go Nightwing, we all know who Nightwing is, right? Yep. But I think what would be good from the solo Batman movie is you're going to want to introduce the Dick Grayson character somehow.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow the New 52 as your template, you're going to want to do when Dick takes over the cowl and he becomes the Batman. And maybe that's how they retcon this whole situation with Affleck wanting out of the Batman. If he doesn't want to be Batman anymore, you have someone play Nightwing and take over the cowl.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the general movie audience is ready for that, nor would that be something they'd want to see.
Yeah, I think that would be too quick to do that. Yeah. I'm almost wishing that maybe they would take this first Flash movie and make it Flashpoint, and then they can reset with a new Batman.
And and there was rumors that they would want to do that and use the Thomas Wayne as Batman scenario.
Yeah.
And throw that at people. But I'm like, I don't know if people want to, I'd want to see it, and they made a great animated movie of Flashpoint.
Yeah.
That involved the Thomas Wayne character, but I don't think that general audiences are going to want to see that. I just don't know. Because that's going so deep cuts, and more people are reading comics, and more people are into these movies and TV shows, but man, to go deep dive on these comics like that,
yeah, and that quick.
I don't know. There's an appetite for it or an audience for it, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, and doing it that quick into building your universe, it would just, yeah, it'd be like Warner admitting that they screwed up and they have to reset.
And what I hate about that is that I like Henry Cavill as Superman.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna reset, you have to get rid of everybody.
Yep.
And that's not fair to Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, because we haven't even seen her yet, and she might be an amazing Wonder Woman.
Yeah, or Margot Robbie as Harley.
Which, if you do a reset, do you really reset her out of it? You know, because it kind of feels like Suicide Squad doesn't have a place in this whole formula at all, does it? It feels like its own standalone outside of this. It's not built into this universe. At least it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah,
which
but
is
you
why
had...
it was odd to do Suicide Squad in the first place.
Yeah, but my thing is, though, you already have Affleck in there as Batman.
I know, and it's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they went with a Suicide Squad. Which, again, it's an okay movie, and the best part of it was Harley. If you're going to retcon this whole thing and do the Flashpoint to start all over to resolve these Batman issues of saying who's going to be your Batman, because you have to have someone that wants to be Batman. If Affleck doesn't want to be Batman, right, say what you will. I mean, Superman is supposed to be, you know, the face of DC, but he's not. He's just not anymore.
No.
Batman, it has to be who you center the whole world around. And I think their mistake was they went with, now, mind you, again, huge Man of Steel fan. I think Henry Cavill as Superman, I'm a big fan of him as Superman. But if you're going to build your world around Superman, you did it wrong. I mean,
right.
Batman v Superman was that technically supposed to be his sequel?
That's how it originally was supposed to be. It was supposed to be the
Which
Superman
I know
sequel.
To see a Man of Steel 2 some point in the future.
Yeah.
But if that was his sequel, I felt like he was barely in the movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was originally billed as the sequel, and then they brought Batman in, and then it kind of expanded into Batman v Superman, and, oh, we'll do Man of Steel 2 later.
Yeah. I guess here's the problem. And I know you just mentioned, hey, Kevin Smith, come direct the Batman. I don't think Kevin Smith should direct the Batman. And I don't think he'd do this role. And back in maybe 1996-ish era, you know, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Maybe 97, back when he wasn't a huge pothead.
Yeah.
And he was still a hungry, you know, he wanted to build a name for himself in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He needed to be the Kevin Feige of DC.
Yes.
Don't direct it, you know.
Be the architect.
He doesn't need to direct the film. He just needs to direct where this universe is going. Because he has a complete understanding of the characters. Because if you're going to then rebut that maybe Geoff Johns is that guy, I don't know if Geoff Johns is that guy.
Yeah.
I think they want him to be that guy, but if he is that guy right now, Warner Brothers, they're not allowing him to be that guy. Because what makes Marvel stand out from DC is you got Kevin Feige that directs this whole ship. Everything goes through this guy. He's got the whole vision, and he's got all of his writers and producers underneath him that know where they're going. And they don't have that same guy over at Warner Brothers, I think.
Yeah, because I think while Johns is doing it for some of the movies, I think he's focusing more on architecting the whole comic book universe and all the Rebirth stuff.
And see, if he's doing that, then who's in control of this movie universe?
Right.
And I think that's a huge problem, and that might be the first step. So I wouldn't say, hey, Kevin Smith, go direct this movie. His movies, he's not, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend him for much anymore. I mean, especially after watching Yoga Hosers. And I'm one of the biggest Kevin Smith fans out there, but Yoga Hosers was god-awful. It was really, really... Did you watch it yet?
Yeah, I watched it.
How horrible is that movie?
I didn't mind it, but I went in with this mindset that it wasn't going to be a movie for me.
It's definitely... I don't think it's a movie for anybody. He says it's a movie for him and, like, 13-year-old girls. I don't think it's for them either. So, I don't know if we're going to see Matt Reeves as the director. Do you got any other suggestions of who you'd want to see?
George Miller.
And you're basing that off the old, he was supposed to do the Justice League?
Yeah, he's got ties to the characters already, sort of, from supposed to be doing that movie. And
but he's already, what, 80 years old?
Something like that.
Is he even going to be alive by the time the movie ever sees the light of day?
I don't know. Is George R. R. Martin going to be around for the end of Game of Thrones?
No.
I think your shots are as good of Martin or Miller making it as Martin.
Yeah. Who do you got on your short list to take over the Batman role?
Gosh, I don't even know. I've really liked Bale and Affleck in the roles. I mean, they both did great jobs. It's hard to find someone to fill in after them.
Yeah. Well, and here's what makes sense to me, is that Warner Brothers really likes that Army Hammer guy.
Yeah.
He played the Winklevoss twins?
Yeah.
Okay, in the Facebook movie? Never can remember the name of it.
Social Network.
They really like him, and you can tell that they liked him because he did great in that movie. They gave him a huge... You know, hey, we're going to do Lone Ranger. That's pretty big for a guy that's only been in a small amount of movies. And I've heard that that Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie is really good. It just wasn't marketed right. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it, but I want to.
Have you heard bad things about it?
No, I really didn't hear anything about it.
I heard Paul Dini talking about it, I believe. And I think Paul Dini was a big fan of it.
Yeah.
So, it was just a matter of, I guess it just wasn't marketed correctly or something like that. Because I have no clue what the movie's about, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's an old property that they... Was it like an old TV show that they redid into a movie or something like that?
Yeah, it was like from the 60s or 70s.
Okay, see, I know nothing about it. But someone had suggested that you put Army Hammer in... what I was talking about earlier, put him in as the Dick Grayson character.
Yeah.
So that he could then take over the mantle. But again, I don't know. I think if you're just going to retcon the whole thing... You just let him be the Batman after they just say, what, I guess you let Aquaman come out, and then after Aquaman's done, you start over again and make him your focus of everything.
Really? Why do you even...
You relaunch the whole universe as Army Hammer as your Batman?
Do you even need to relaunch it, though? I mean, we've seen, what, 5, 6 James Bonds now? They don't say anything about it. He's just James Bond.
I guess you're right. I don't know, because I'm like you. Then we now have some movement on the Shazam and Black Adam movie, which I still don't know what's going on with that as far as splitting that into two movies. I don't think one movie is even going to be able to make that much money, to be honest with you. I know it's The Rock, and The Rock will bring his own rock crowd.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Rock fan. But I don't think you need two movies to tell the Black Adam, you know, Shazam story.
And everything The Rock is saying about it is, like, Black Adam's the good guy.
And that's horrible, because Black Adam's a great villain.
Yeah. or even anti-hero at times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely not the hero.
Or misunderstood, like, kind of like how Doctor Doom is one of the best villains, but in some ways you can see why he does what he does.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to make a perfect world.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if you could ever classify him as an anti-hero, maybe. I don't know. Would you ever classify Doctor Doom as that?
Not with Doom, no.
Okay. But, I don't know. I just... My pick. I'm okay with Armie Hammer. I don't have a really long list after that, to be honest with you. As far as who do you want to see in the role, there's that some guy named Matt Boomer or Bomber or something like that. He was on some USA show. He looks more like Superman than a Bruce Wayne character to me. But people have been throwing his name around for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know him.
But other than that, maybe just go completely unknown. But would Warner Brothers really want to put an unknown guy on their Batman franchise? I don't know.
Yeah. The other issue I see is Ben Affleck is such an old, established Batman. Mm-hmm. Bringing in someone younger might be an issue, too, because they set everything up with him as the Batman, and now they're going to have all these established other heroes with possibly a younger Batman.
Yeah.
Which is something I complained about right from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, the only positive I could take away from that is if they introduced the Damian Wayne character. Because I'm telling you, audiences would love... Because Logan's going to be coming out, right?
Right.
You're going to like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, and you're going to like Xavier.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Patrick Stewart as Xavier, but what's really going to stand out in that movie, do you think?
It's going to be X-23.
It's going to be X-23. She's going to steal that movie. At least I think she's going to. That's my expectation going to that movie, is that I'm going to be like, Wolverine's awesome, Jackman's going to be really cool. There's going to be some some comedy moments. There's going to be some really sad moments, I think.
Yeah.
I think this movie's going to shock you, where you're going to be really moved by the things they're discussing in the movie. And from what I've heard is that the relationship between Xavier and Wolverine comes full circle, going all the way back to the original X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Where you had Patrick Stewart's Xavier really taking in Wolverine and wanting to help him. Where this is on the flip side, where Wolverine has to be the caretaker for Xavier.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard so far about it. So, you take that. So, getting back to my point, though. You got X-23. And then, here's another... I'm going to throw this out there. You had Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Which was a really good movie. What was the standout part of that movie?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank on the movie, because it's been a while since I've seen it.
Hit Girl.
Yeah.
Hit Girl stole that movie.
Yeah.
So you have Hit Girl, you got X-23. So I think audiences enjoy and can relate to seeing just something about watching a kid that can take out everybody.
Yeah.
I think that if you introduce Damian Wayne, because Damian Wayne is the best trained Robin there ever has been, in my opinion. There's no one that's superior to Damian Wayne.
Well,
if you put him on film, doing the acrobatics, the martial arts, you know, being the smartest of, you know, being just as smart as his dad.
Yeah.
I think audiences would love that. And you could build on that relationship between him and Bruce. And that'd be something different that we haven't seen. And people are always complaining about, all we get are reboots and retreads and sequels. Well, this is an iteration of the Batman story that not many people are familiar with. And it would be fresh and different. And I think could be successful.
And on top of that, then, you bring in Ra's al Ghul, League of Assassins, Talia. There's a whole storyline there.
But if you do that, the question is, though, we just had that in the Nolan version. They used Ra's as the main bad guy throughout the whole thing. So do you want to retread using him as your main villain already?
Well, they've done three versions of the Joker since Batman came out in 89.
Good point. Very good point. So, I think that would be cool. And I think you can use that to carry out. And plus, the issue with Justice League is having the right amount of villains to fight. Because in order for Justice League to form, you've got to have them enough of a bad guy for a need for them to all come together. After Darkseid, who else do you use as your main villain?
Most of the time in the comics, it's been like a collection of villains, or I mean, there's a few smaller ones, but they probably couldn't carry a movie.
I think if you build, you use it, like you say, the reason why you need to have people come together is because you can't handle that much of a force. The League of Assassins.
Right.
There you go. You'd need to call on for some help, because just for sheer numbers.
Yeah.
I think they could somehow weave that in there. That's what's so crazy about the difference between Marvel and DC is it seems like Marvel, they're just so planned so far out in advance.
Well, yeah, and
I don't think DC has a clue where they're going.
Right, and Marvel's gotten to the point where they're able now to balance the movies, the TV universe, and mm-hmm. the Netflix shows, and yeah. still make it all coherent.
Yeah, I know. And what sucks is, I think everyone wants DC, because I think people love these characters. I think everyone wants DC to be successful, and they want them to make good movies, because these characters are really good. It's just, there's no direction, there's no focus, and it just sucks, because I just want to see something cool. I want to see a Marvel version of the DC characters. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if we'll ever see it. To answer your original question from the beginning of this podcast, are we ever going to really see it? Do you think we're going to see a solo Batman? Yeah, we have to, right? I mean, why would Warner Bros. Not want to do that? They're going to make a shitload of money if they do.
No matter if it's good or bad.
Yeah, I agree with you. No matter if it's good or bad, but you'd hope it's good.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. It just sucks because Marvel's so far ahead. Because here's what I'm thinking. With Infinity coming out, they're going to have the ability to restart their entire universe based off where they've written the story to go.
Yeah.
The story has been written for them to restart and try something different, because they know they can't keep bringing out the same stuff over and over.
Well, yeah,
because we're going to eventually see an MCU movie where Chris Evans is not Captain America, but there's still going to be a Captain America.
Right.
And they're going to have, you know, they're going to have a Thor, but it's not going to be Hemsworth. It might be Jane Foster. They're going to probably bring that into it, I think.
They could go out there and do Thunderstrike. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
It was the Thor character died in another mortal gained the hammer. Oh,
you're talking about Beta Ray Bill?
No. No, Thunderstrike was a separate Thor character. He was actually Thor for a little while, but when the real Thor came back,
okay,
he had the mask, the helmet with the mask on it.
Okay, no, I don't know anything about it. I'd have to look that one up. I haven't read that one.
Wow, it was like early 90s.
And then the only thing I don't know how you retcon is Iron Man. I mean, I think there's a version in the comics where I guess Pepper becomes Iron Man for a little bit.
She wasn't really Iron Man. She had her own suit, though. She was called Rescue.
She was like Rescue or something like that. I think it was her name.
But, I mean, Rhodey was Iron Man for a while.
I mean, yeah, I guess you could turn War Machine into the Iron Man, and then...
And then automated suits, and then right now I guess there's a girl with the Iron Man suit. I don't know anything about that story.
Perfect world scenario. Tell me if you would get excited for this. I honestly think Fox is either done with Fantastic Four, or they're like, fine, you guys did the Sony deal with Spider-Man, we'll do the same exact deal, but here's Fantastic Four. Because I think the big bad that Marvel has been missing to make it a worthy fight, because you're burning your big guy right off the bat with an Infinity, right? Thanos is the big bad for the Avengers to fight. I mean, who else besides Thanos do the Avengers really go up against?
It depends on how they want to go, because there's like King the Conqueror,
Skrull, and we can't do Avengers versus X-Men or anything like that,
right?
Because they don't have the X-Men rights. Inhumans is a TV show, so I don't think Inhumans are going to play a big part in this.
Right.
But I think the big bad that they've been missing will be Doom, and he's a worthy enough bad guy that would require the Avengers to go to defeat him.
Yeah. Yeah, because they've knocked down Ultron. You have Kang the Conqueror, but do people really want to see time travel mixed in with kind of what they've already been doing? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, because that's what the rumor I've heard is that with the Infinity Stones, is that it all goes back to Stark, and Stark uses the Reality Gem, and that's how they retcon the universe.
Hmm.
That's a rumor that I've heard. Yeah. Which I think that's genius that they might write it in that way, because I think he loves playing the character, but I guess they're like, we need to not keep paying this guy $50 million a picture to play that character, and he's not getting any younger, so they're probably gonna want to bring someone younger in to play his character, and all these guys' contracts are coming up and they might be done with playing the roles, so they have to find new people to play the roles. And I think that's the best way to do it, is actually use your movie to launch your next set of characters.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of like Days of Futures Past with X-Men.
Yeah. Which, that's a whole mess on its own.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the new title for the X-Men movie is Supernova, which that leads you to believe they're going to do Dark Phoenix, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather they try to do some different stories before they go right to Dark Phoenix.
Right.
But I guess on the timeline, this is about the point where they would do Dark Phoenix, because if you're going to do... They were in the 70s with First Class, then they moved to the 80s with... I'm sorry, what was it? 60s First Class, 70s was Days of Future Past, yep. 80s was Apocalypse, and now they're going to move into the 90s. So I guess that the timeline's right for it.
Yeah, that whole timeline, though, is driving me nuts, the way they're doing that.
Yeah.
Because these characters aren't aging 10 years in between each movie.
Yeah.
But... I don't know.
But here's my thing, too. That if they do go and retcon everything using the Infinity... Or, sorry, the Reality Gem.
Mm-hmm.
Reality Stone.
Yeah.
Are they going to use that to bring Miles Morales into their new universe? And if so, doesn't that kind of suck, since at that point we'll only have one solo Spidey movie with Tom Holland in it?
Yeah, that would kind of suck. But then at the same time,
what I'm trying to figure out is what material are they going to use to keep going forward after Infinity?
Right. Yeah. What?
Because at this point, I guess, do you dive into Ultimate Universe and use material from there?
You could. You could have Captain America kicking Hulk in the junk.
That would be awesome.
Well, I could see Miles Morales making his way in just because they want to be diverse with their characters and try to hit other...
And I understand you saying that that would be the first thing to say about diversity, but the thing is, Miles is a great character without being diverse.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I don't care that he is. I don't care that he's half black, half Latino. I just think he's an awesome character, regardless of any of that nonsense.
Right. The only thing I would hate about the, like, rewriting the history would be getting rid of the Guardians of the Galaxy as we have them right now, because I think with this cast, you could probably get another movie or two out of them before you'd have to replace them.
Yeah. Then again, I don't know how many more stories you really have to tell with this group, because as far as the comics go, what are they going to use for their source material?
Yeah.
Then again, I don't know if they even need to use the comics, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, because they didn't.
They're so loosely based on the comic, it doesn't really matter, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and they use them as a base outline, but don't really follow the story perfectly, so...
Yeah.
But part of the problem with Guardians of the Galaxy is a lot of their stuff's tied into the greater Marvel Universe, and some of those cosmic characters they can't use because they're tied up with Fantastic Four.
Yeah, well, which makes me believe that's why we're going to eventually get that. And eventually, I think we'll see, because like I said, if you need some big bad guys for your Avengers to fight, they're all with the Fantastic Four. You're going to have Doctor Doom,
mm-hmm.
and then the biggest bad of all would be Galactus, and not as a purple fucking cloud.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Galactus as a purple cloud. I really don't. I want to see Galactus as Galactus.
Which you'd think DC would have learned when they did Parallax and...
As the orangish, yellowish cloud,
yeah.
If I remember correctly. Or was he... What color was he? What color cloud was he?
I think he was yellow.
Was he a yellow cloud?
I think so. I don't remember.
Because I'm tired of clouds. Because you got a cloud in a Suicide Squad.
Yep.
Actually, I don't even call them cloud. I think so. I heard someone complain about the same thing I complained about. They call them space holes. I'm tired of space holes. So I don't know. DC is so lost, and I'm excited about the fact that there's going to be a Green Lantern movie, and I hope they get Green Lantern right this time. Although, have you heard the rumor that they might even have Ryan Reynolds come back as Hal Jordan?
I heard, and if I was him, I wouldn't even touch that role again.
Yeah, I'd avoid it at all costs. I don't want to see that.
He's got his franchise.
And I'm excited to see Ezra Miller as Flash. I mean, I know they got a perfect Flash on TV right now, but I want to see him in Justice League, and if he's good in Justice League, I'd want to see him... You know, get his shot at it, too. And it just feels like... It feels like... Here's what it feels like. It feels like Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Flash, Green Lantern, and Cyborg, they don't even have a chance. It feels like they don't have a chance to be successful because they need to... It feels like they're already trying to redo everything because of all this Batman nonsense.
Yeah.
If Batman's falling apart, it feels like the rest of the universe is falling apart.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, DC Universe goes. So. I know not what they're going to be doing with DC, which makes me more excited to talk about Marvel.
Yeah.
At least from the movie side of things.
Yeah, but I've heard good things about S.H.I.E.L.D. this season. And we got Iron Fist in less than a month.
Yeah, Iron Fist, yeah. That drops, I think that drops a week after Logan comes out, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, only thing that Marvel needs to learn is that they don't need 13 episodes or how many episodes. I think they need to do less episodes, put more money into making better, shorter seasons. Eight episodes a season for each one of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. See, I told you, get us talking about the Batman. It's not going to be a 20-minute podcast, dude.
No.
Anything else you want to hit on?
No, I think that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's where everything is as far as comic book movies go at this point. I mean, the next one to come out is Logan, right?
Yeah.
Which, well, I think we need to podcast. I'm going to try to get their opening weekend. I know you're going to get their opening weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going to be able to get their opening weekend for that. But as soon as I do see it, we'll hop on and we'll do a review of it. And I guess we'll be able to speculate where the X-Men universe is going from there, maybe. Although I think X-Men universe, it's so separate from everything else that Marvel's doing, we can't really... they're going to just keep plowing forward with that younger... I think they're going to keep going forward with that younger cast from Age of Apocalypse.
Well, that and they're going to have a TV show coming out.
Yeah, but it's not on the main characters, though, right?
I think it might be.
What channel are they going to do that on?
I don't know if it's going to be on FX. I haven't heard for sure. But they've already announced that Jamie Chung is going to be Blink.
Wasn't she supposed to be Jubilee?
I don't know.
Or something? Okay, well, she's going to be Blink, okay.
Yeah. So that's all they've announced so far. So
then they're not going to use the main core group of X-Men is what I'm getting at.
I don't...
We're going to see a New Mutants movie, right?
We're supposed to, yeah. And we're supposed to see an X-Force movie.
Do you think this is what they're trying to do? And this is all speculation. I have not heard any rumors about this. But you're going to have... I think New Mutants is going to come out before they do anything with this next iteration of X-Men. Is that accurate?
I don't think so. I think the Dark Phoenix movie will be out, and then they'll go to New Mutants.
Okay, because what I would like to see is some story that I love these. I'm a big fan of the team up movies. I think they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Take your young core of X-Men from Age of Apocalypse. Get rid of everybody. I mean, you'll leave McAvoy, but then just focus on just those kids. Although they need to recast Angel, and I don't mean just recast the actor. I mean recast the portrayal of that character.
Yeah.
Unless we're gonna say he's not included since he was supposed to, I guess he was supposedly a bad guy in that one. But you're gonna focus on Jean Grey, you're gonna focus on Cyclops, you'll have Nightcrawler, and then who else did we have as far as a younger character?
Well, they showed Jubilee a little bit, but she didn't really do anything.
Yeah. See, and they messed up with Beast. They should have had him. It's all messed up. They need to redo that. They need to have the original core X-Men. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the original five.
The original five. Start with the original five, have them go with that, then do your New Mutants, then you kind of do a little bit with Deadpool 2, and then you do X-Force.
Yeah, they could spin that on a Deadpool 2 since Cable and Domino are going to be in there.
Then you do X-Force and somehow bring them all together in something big. I'm talking about take your Deadpool, which basically I'd say Deadpool slash X-Force.
Yeah.
Have them team with your New Mutants, team with your core X-Men, and do something big. I think that would be awesome. It'd be smart of Fox to do that.
It'd be perfect chance to do Apocalypse. Oh, wait.
Wait, no. They screwed that up already.
Yeah.
I mean, who else would be a big enough villain in the X-Men universe to have them all team up together to fight?
Well, I guess it's what they do with Cable, that you could possibly do Strife as Clone.
Okay.
Because they had a big X-Men crossover in the early 90s where Strife was the main bad guy.
And who does Strife lead? Does he leave the Purifiers?
Nah, the Mutant Liberation Front.
Okay, alright, yeah. But that's kind of the same line as Purifiers, right?
No, the Purifiers were humans led by Reverend Stryker.
That's right, that's where I'm getting... I'm hearing Strife and Stryker, I'm getting them all confused.
Yeah. They've already done Stryker, so...
They could do him again, though.
Yeah. Well,
they already launched that, though. I just want to see all those. I want to see all those teams come together.
Right.
That'd be really cool.
Well, the problem with Stryker from the comic book versus what they've done in the movies is they made him in the military in the movies, where he was actually a reverend.
Yeah.
In the books.
That's how you can you know, retcon that character.
Yeah.
Try something different. So, I don't know. It'd also be a great way to reintroduce your new Wolverine.
Yeah.
Whoever's going to take over for Jackman, maybe you introduce him in your X-Force movie, because that takes the pressure off him of saying, hey, you're Wolverine, here's your new solo movie, by yourself, and you're taking over for Jackman, and you have all these expectations to live up to.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I mean, Logan will probably give us really high expectations, but the solo Wolverines weren't even that great, to be honest with you.
The Wolverine was the better of the two so far. Yeah. And it was just okay.
I think Logan's going to be the best of all three, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I do too.
But saying that, really, it's not going to be the thing that's most impressive about the movie. Won't even be him, to be honest. At least in my opinion, I think X-23 is going to steal the show.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how that timeline goes about, too, because if this takes place way down the line, mm-hmm. it means you can't really introduce X-23 then to the teams until a few years later.
Well, okay, let's go back to... let's go to Wolverine. When you have your new iteration of Wolverine, because I think Jackman's done with the character, maybe. He might show up in Deadpool at some point. Maybe it's just a cameo or something like that.
Yeah, because apparently Ryan Reynolds is camping out outside of his house until he does it.
For real? You saw something like that?
He said something about that.
Yeah. But for whoever they launch into this new world, I think you introduce him in X-Force. I think you introduce new Wolverine in X-Force. Then I was going to ask you, what storyline would you want to see for your next solo Wolverine movie?
Ooh, that's tough.
I'm thinking maybe Enemy of the State. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, I do. That was a good story. But I was thinking maybe...
No, sorry, go ahead.
Maybe go back to the beginning of the regular Wolverine series from the late 80s, early 90s, where they find him in Manderpool and he's running a bar and the Patch character.
Okay. Would you want to see Alpha Flight at all on the big screen?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that.
Okay. I was thinking Enemy of the State, but also this gives you an opportunity if you wanted to. If X-23 steals the show like we think she's going to,
mm-hmm.
maybe you also move forward with Daken. Is it Daken or Daken? How do you pronounce it?
I always said Daken.
I said Daken, too. I think that might be a natural progression.
I wasn't a fan of the character, though.
See, he wants to be the Damian Wayne of the Marvel Universe, but he's just more asshole.
Yeah, but they killed him off, too, so...
He's just asshole.
He's dead in the comics. I don't like the
character either, but I think he's cool in a really bad way, but maybe you make him a villain.
Yeah.
But you make him a sympathetic villain as to why, but I'm just spitballing where you could go with this so that we see something new and we see something different.
Well, see, that's why I thought Patch might be a good start for the character since mm-hmm. he's away from the X-Men, he's kind of doing his own thing.
Yeah.
And then gradually shift him back into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish we had an actual job where we could get paid for all the speculation and brainstorming. That'd be nice.
Be some kind of consultant for him?
Hell yeah, that's the best way to do it. Because we can always say that, well, these were just ideas. We didn't know if they'd be good or not.
I will read comic books. You can pay me for it, and I'll give you ideas from them.
Boom. Done. Oh. And then here's the other thing. In regards to we're always talking about, here's a topic that we haven't touched on in the normal podcast, which maybe this is something we can bring up with the other guys when we actually all get together again, is Joe's our, you could say, he would say comic book fatigue, perhaps, in regards to, do people have comic book fatigue on all these movies?
Yeah.
What's funny is we haven't touched on any Image products at all. And what's funny is Image has probably put out some of the best stuff of anything.
And it seems like everything from Image is being optioned, but you never see anything about what's actually happening with them.
Exactly.
I mean,
I think people are just, they're buying rights to it just in case they want to produce something. But... Man, could you imagine, I know you read the book Chew. I think that would be a great Showtime series or something like that, or put it on HBO.
And they were talking about that for a while.
But say what?
They were talking about that for a while, and it never worked out.
I think that would be awesome. It'd be hilarious. I think it'd be a really funny show.
Yeah, the one thing...
I know they've talked about Why the Last Man forever, but that's got to be a TV show, I think, since it's such a long format.
Yeah. That's Saga is
eventually going to be a TV show. Although, maybe, I think Saga should be a movie. and that should be more than, it should be obviously a trilogy because of how long it's going on now for.
Right.
But that's just a great sci-fi movie waiting to happen, I think.
And the thing with these image books that you turn into stuff, yeah, all you have to do is put from the company that brought you Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because I know you're not in on Invincible as much as I am, but Jay, I'm telling you, Invincible, although it's such a superhero comic versus just a good graphic novel, you know,
yeah,
comic book, it's so good. It's so well written. It hits on so many awesome themes and things that aren't in your normal superhero comic book. I don't know how far behind you are on that book, but you've got to read this entire... It's ending soon. I think he's ending on issue 144 to get you do 12, you know, 12 big long runs.
Yeah.
It would make for an incredible movie or TV show.
Yeah.
You'd have to do it on HBO or for as bloody and as violent and as adult themed as it is, it can't be done on regular TV or anything like that.
And that's the problem with a lot of the image stuff, is it, you can't put it on regular TV.
Yeah. But I just know there's enough books out there that they have that you can make something really good from their stuff. So I don't want to hear anything about comic book fatigue, because from Image, a lot of their stuff, you would never know that it was a comic book.
Right. And they've got so many different genres that they hit on. You mm-hmm. you'd have something for everyone.
Is there anything I haven't mentioned that you would recommend?
The Wicked and the Divine's pretty good.
Okay.
That's by the
Luna Brothers or something like that, right?
No, that's by Kieran Gillian.
Okay. What's the one? I'm thinking of a book, I think. Did you ever read the comic Girls?
No, I didn't, but I've heard it's awesome.
I've read the first issue, and I was completely hooked on it, but I just never followed up on it after that.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping I could get it for free through the library, but they didn't carry that thing.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Wicked and Divine, anything else you can think of?
I'm trying to think. Black Science was good. That's from Rick Remender.
What's that one about?
It's about jumping to parallel universes. So it'd be a good sci-fi movie.
Okay.
Well, there's all that Malarverse stuff, too. A lot of it's coming out through Image.
Oh, God. Okay, you want a good Batman movie? Make,
Nemesis?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God! How amazing would that to see that movie? That book was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till. Is there a sequel? I thought there'd be a sequel. I don't know if there's one that's been made. I just missed it or something.
If he's made it, I've missed it too. But I've missed out on the last few books he's put out because he's just churning them out now.
Yeah. Well, because he's got more artists working on it. He churns them out. His writing is never really far behind. It's always his artists that take a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nemesis. Okay, if you were to tell me, hey, you're not going to get a solo Batman movie, but you can get a Nemesis movie, I'm for that.
Oh, heck yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Well, because it's Batman, but as a bad guy.
I know. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool to see that.
My only problem with Millar movies, though, is they change them drastically from the books.
I know.
Because I thought Wanted was a great book, and then I was so disappointed when I saw the movie, because they took the superhero aspect out of it, which
I don't know why they felt like they needed to do that.
Well, I don't think superhero movies were the thing they are now. Those Marvel movies hadn't been out yet.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But yeah, no. And I'm trying to think of okay, did you ever read Superior?
Yes, I did.
That's a good one. They could easily do that one.
Yeah, and all of these ones have been optioned for movies. They actually buy the options on them before the book even comes out.
I got a book that would be an amazing either FX or HBO show.
Yeah.
And I know you'd be on board with it. Rising Stars.
Yes.
That would be amazing to see that. And it's a confined story, so you have a starting point and an end point.
Here's the thing, though. I think people would probably see it and compare it to Heroes.
Because
it's the same premise as there.
But it's superior. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree completely. All this stuff. You tell people it's Heroes from J. Michael Straczynski.
Put on sci-fi or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah, something like that. But sci-fi would dumb it. I don't know. Although sci-fi seems to try to be putting out higher quality stuff these days. I always hear there's really good shows on sci-fi, but I just that were good. I don't watch them.
Battlestar Galactica was awesome.
So, I just think there's so much good stuff out there that if you can't get this figured out as far as the from the big two houses, man, I'm telling you, Image has so much good stuff. Vertigo, too. I know Vertigo has good stuff. But that's the other thing. Warner Brothers. Does Warner Brothers have ownership of the Vertigo stuff, too? Since they own the DC stuff?
I don't know. I think so, because they were trying to get that Sandman movie made, but that keeps falling apart.
Yeah, I understand that the movie companies, you know, these production companies don't want to put a lot of money into unknown products. Because they want to make sure they get a return on their investment. But, man, sometimes they just got to take a risk.
Yeah.
Although, I guess maybe the way to take those risks is just put a lot of this stuff on TV.
Yeah, if you can find it, a channel that'll carry it.
Well, I mean, WB already owns HBO. Put all that shit on HBO.
Yeah, but the problem is...
I guess HBO has such a high standard now they don't want to take risk on shit shows. But they've had plenty of shit that hasn't worked out. And they just end it really fast.
Yeah, and... Unfortunately, with TV now, if you don't get the ratings right away, the show gets canceled.
That's true. That's very true.
I mean, look at Firefly. People are still trying to get Firefly back on the air.
Yeah.
Years after it's been off.
Yeah, I don't know. It just gets me excited when you think about how much good stuff's out there that just hasn't... That you want to see, that you just know you probably won't ever get to see.
Yeah. Like, I go to V-Stock and pick up used trades for $3 or $4 just to find new stuff to read, and I found some really good stuff that way.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to try to read Old Man Logan again before I go see Logan, just because I know it's not following the story to a T, but I heard they took a lot of inspiration from it.
Yeah, there's aspects of it there.
Yeah. Have you reread it recently?
I haven't. I need to. Yeah.
I think it's a quick read. I think I'd be able to get it done before I go see it.
Yeah, I'll spend more time finding it than reading it.
It's buried somewhere. You got it in, did you buy it as just the comic? Because, it didn't come out as just a hardback or anything
Yeah,
like
it
that.
It was 12 issues, I think.
You bought the floppies of it?
Yep.
Okay, see, I just got the hardcover of it, I think. I don't know where it's at. I'd find it.
Yeah, I might just check the library. So like I said in the intro, Matt Reeves is going to direct The Batman, but they're starting over with a new script. And so again, I've got an interview coming up with Jeff from Narrow Gauge Brewery next week. Look for us on our website. It's nyrdcast.com. Again, it's nyrdcast. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't forget to check out the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network, IJOV.net, for other great podcasts. You can find Marcus from Wow Jizo and the guys at the Something Something Cast. Music today is from Aviotic. This is their song, Goodbye Beautiful Day.
Keeps running away, the stars fly.